real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Radio.
Radio you can touch.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I'm certainly not going to sit here and be subjected to the assertion that our good friend Jason Duda is a legend.
I hear you loud and clear.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm not with you. Jason Duda, Thunder, hockey legend. I love it. For today, anyway.
That would be terrific. That would be great, huh?
Terrific. That was terrific.
And Jason Duda, for today, anyway.
That is true. Curtis,
I like it.
Woohoo!
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
And it's going to be legendary.
Hour number two, Bob and Jeff, KFH, Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda in today for the three-man booth. Max Power, our producer and engineer, 869-1240 is the phone number, the IHOP hotline. You cough, Misty sneezed, and Duda has
Misty
in his throat. I don't know what's going on.
Misty coughed, I sneezed.
All right, dudes.
You got mold down here or something? Is that what
it
is?
I don't know. Don't turn this on me.
Well, everyone else seems to be having a problem that's visiting. So I'm guessing. I don't know.
Well, now you got me worried about that. Now I have to tear my ceiling out.
Yep. Maybe you should.
Well, it won't be long till we got a construction crew here.
Again?
For a kitchen remodel.
Oh, yeah. That hasn't started yet.
No, but it's on the horizon.
Is it? Is it for sure?
Yes. Well, it better be. Yes. Let's just say yes.
I don't know why you just didn't go buy a new house. Doesn't it cost about the same to remodel a kitchen nowadays?
You know, I don't need your input.
Well, I'm just asking because I've looked into some of that stuff, and it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I don't know if it's ridiculous.
What are we talking about? I joined late.
Why don't you listen to remodel?
I was listening.
We're doing it. We're looking forward to it, but it's going to take a while. So the process, I'm very anxious for the process to begin and end. You know what I mean?
I do.
So I heard you had some correspondence with my wife yesterday.
Uh-oh. Yep. This should be interesting.
Well, what are you worried about?
Wow. I'm worried about it. Why didn't you tell me? Heard we're going to dinner. Where are we going to dinner? When are we going to dinner?
Well, this weekend. We want to see Erin before she gets to Manhattan next week and have a little sayonara dinner. And that's what it's about.
We should probably go to Kobe's for that.
Well, I'm not paying for all of you.
I'll pay for errands. We'll discuss it.
Why wouldn't you pay for everybody if you're going to take them out and stuff? You should pay for everybody.
I didn't say I was going to take them out.
If you wanted to go see her and you say, let's all go out to dinner, then
I didn't
you should
say
probably
let's all go to dinner.
You should probably
what did you
take
do?
Care
I said
of it.
We should go to dinner.
Is there a difference?
What are you saying?
I didn't say, hey, I'd like to take you to dinner.
Well, okay, that's fair. I'll let that go.
I'll for sure take Erin to dinner. I pay for her dinner every time we're together. But I'm not paying for these people.
These people.
Oh, whatever you want to do. I guess we'll have Erin decide where she wants
to go.
That's
right.
That'd probably be the best strategy.
That's sure what I would think.
It's her dinner.
Only makes sense. That's how I see it. And if I see it that way, heaven forbid we know it's true.
Yeah, we look forward to it.
Making some contributions to League 42, perhaps. I look forward to it.
Last night, we ordered takeout from Riverside Cafe.
Really?
Because it's close. And it turned out to be really good.
What'd you order?
My wife got the meatloaf, which she loved. You know, we're big meatloaf people.
Meatloaf is good. Meatloaf's good.
And I got the hamburger steak, which was very good.
I'm not sure about... and maybe
hamburger
River
steak. I love hamburger steak.
That was very good.
Get a good one.
Dude, fantastic. Are there things that you shouldn't order from a restaurant as opposed to making them at home? And is meatloaf one of them?
No.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything that you shouldn't order. If you go out to eat, you order what you want. Whatever you feel like. And
yeah,
if you're looking, I'm asking Duda. And if you want to go out and order something and you're worried about the price, and so you order something that's cheaper, then you shouldn't be going out to eat that day.
Right.
It's that simple. When I go out or if I invite people out, you order what you want.
You want to take us out to dinner?
Not today. Let me
just say this. And you'll understand.
I will.
I don't worry about the price.
Not if you know what I mean. Yeah, you're remodeling your kitchen.
Do you understand that?
You're remodeling your kitchen. You don't got to worry about it.
I don't understand
I hope that's not vague.
Oh, it's vague. It's vague.
But let me say it again.
Yeah, do it. So just so everyone caught it the first time.
So Jeff acted like, well, how can you go to dinner? Why don't you make your meatloaf? Well, here's why. I got a lot of money.
For meatloaf at a cafe.
Exactly.
I mean, that's good.
That doesn't cause me to bat an eye.
No. Nope.
That's where you're going to spend your money on? More power to you.
$12.99 for meatloaf? Bring it.
It's going to cost at least that much to make meatloaf at home.
That's the thing nowadays. It costs almost more to do that.
Plus, you know what?
I like making tacos at home, and it costs more for me to go buy all the stuff to make tacos.
And there's so many good tacos out there.
They're everywhere that are really good.
Why would you make them at home anymore?
That's exactly it.
And here's the thing about the meatloaf that comes with the $12.99. You get your potato, your vegetables, your salad, your roll, your gravy. I mean, what are you saying? You're going to make meatloaf at home?
Yeah, I think homemade meatloaf is the way to go. But as Duda said, Duda kind of settled the argument for us. If it's on the menu and it's what you feel like eating, order it.
Here's what I did yesterday. I'll reiterate.
Can't wait.
I called them and said, here's what we want. We want this to-go order, meatloaf on one, hamburger steak on the other. We'll have it ready for you in 15 minutes.
So you didn't.
I go. It's bagged up. I bring it home. I put it on the plate. We have dinner.
What do you mean?
Are you kidding me? I'm gonna mess up my kitchen.
What do you mean meatloaf on one, hamburger steak on the other?
Two orders.
Why are there two orders, Duda?
Because one for my wife, one for me, you moron.
You didn't order them together?
What? What do you mean?
He didn't pay for his wife's dinner, is what it sounds like to me.
What's wrong with your interpretation of things?
Two orders sounds like two different meals.
You ordered two meals.
That's one order.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jeff. Come on, I'm trying to stick up for you today a little bit.
If I go to Chipotle and order for three people, I'm not picking up three bags. I'm picking up one bag with three.
I made an order.
Did you pay for
two meals?
Did you pay for Debbie's hamburger steak?
Let me reiterate.
Oh my God, he didn't. Oh my God.
First of all, she had the meatloaf, and of course I paid. I got a lot of money.
It took you a long time to answer that question.
Where's he going with this?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
I'm not saying you're cheap, but.
So I said to Debbie, I went and got my meal. You'll need to drive over.
I got yours too. Yeah. Venmo me. That's probably how it went.
I'm not like you, Jeff. I'm not cheap.
I'm not looking
for any way to cut corners.
I can't. So it doesn't.
What do you mean you can't? I'm in a joint.
I'm in a joint household.
Yeah, but obviously you can. How many concerts do you go to?
No, I'm saying I can't cut corners. I,
there's no corners to cut. Because somewhere out there elsewhere, someone is not cutting corners. And that affects the bottom line as well.
Well, let me just say, I can afford places like the Riverside Cafe.
That's awesome.
And we had a wonderful, wonderful time. Wonderful meal.
Speaking of the Eagles, I kind of continued a little bit of a conversation with Jim Ed Norman over text.
Good. Did he ever stop?
You're gonna insult Jim Ed freaking Norman.
I don't know
who
it is.
He's collaborated with Don Henley.
He went on tour with the Eagles.
That's called a collaboration.
Yeah, I would have.
And what was
he was in a band with Don Henley?
I asked him a question yesterday, and
here's what he asked.
2 hours later,
tell me about meeting Don Henley, getting in the band with Don Henley, going to school with Don Henley, meeting Kenny Rogers. He asked him the 19-part question.
Okay, what was your text exchange?
Well,
like?
He said maybe if we end up in Las Vegas together, he goes to some shows that I'm at that he's looking forward to meeting me. It's good stuff.
What a fanboy.
I asked him.
Wow.
Jim Ed, I know you're 75, but I'd like to hang out with you in
Vegas. I would love to hang out with Jim Ed Norman. I believe he's 77.
That is so
pathetic.
That's
fantastic. That is so fantastic.
The guy's had a great run in music, but the last thing he wants.
Well, he didn't. He said it, not me.
But was he trying to get you off the line?
That's what I was thinking.
No, absolutely not.
He was probably being like, okay, I'm done with this. We got to end this now. This is what I'm going to say because I'm never really going to see this guy.
No, that's absolutely not it.
I think it is.
I said, are you doing anything for the Sphere shows?
You sent him the first text?
After our interview, I said, thanks for doing that. We had a lot of fun. And then I sent him, are you doing anything for the Sphere shows?
Oh, my gosh. So you're trying to really have a conversation with the poor
guy. He was.
And rather than just thank you, it was good having you on the show. Are you doing anything for the Sphere shows?
And he said, Jeff, likewise, enjoyed and we'll make sure shorter, more compact stories should we ever do it again. No Sphere Orchestra Live, stage too small. We'll likely use footage from shows over past couple years. I said, very cool. I'm interested to see how those go. I'm going in October. Eagles aren't the flashiest of bands. He said, yeah, flashy isn't a word that comes to mind when you think Eagles. I'm going out to see a show at some point, just not sure when. If it ends up that we're there at the same time, I look forward to meeting.
And that was it.
Well, I replied.
You didn't carry on.
I replied to that.
What was the reply to that? This will scare the bejesus out of you.
I said, yes, that would be great. I'm going to the October 18th and 19th shows so far. I would assume they'll continue to add more shows, but we'll see.
And read the rest.
That was it.
Where are you going to be?
Well, I'll find that out later.
What hotel are you staying?
Yeah, I'll find all that out later.
What date are you going? I'll change my tickets.
Yeah, I probably would.
I know you would. I know you would. That wasn't a joke.
Me and Jim Ed. That'd be awesome. He probably, I mean, are you serious? Why wouldn't I want to pick that guy's brain? You kidding me?
It's really when you get a little distance between this and you recognize that, yeah, that's still your son over there.
Yeah.
And you've been through thick and thin with him.
Yeah.
And you raised him and you love him and
Get to the point.
You do the best you can with them.
Yeah.
And then they end up humiliating you.
Over and over again.
I think you'll be okay.
I mean, you didn't see me text Jim Ed Norman.
I did.
The Sphere's pretty small stage. Where maybe you and I could go up after they're done playing and
you think we could? That'd be amazing.
Steal a drumstick. I mean, come on, man.
I bet I could get some kind of in if Jim Ed's there. We probably could go backstage. This is all happening, okay? All of this is happening.
In his world,
you and Jim Ed are going to be backstage.
Absolutely. And he's going to introduce me to Don Henley. And I'm going to say, hey, Don, thanks. We've actually met, but it's nice to see you again.
This is humiliating.
Yeah, we've actually met. I can't believe you don't remember me.
This is just.
I wouldn't say that. But
yeah,
I
mean, you would.
No, I would never insult Don Henley.
That's what you'd be thinking.
Maybe.
Yeah, you would.
What if he said, where have we met? Well, I came to some fanboy thing you had.
Yeah, I paid a lot of money.
You spent 2 minutes with me and didn't look at me. But it was fun. I had a great time meeting you.
Can I do it again?
I'm doing it now.
Can I give you $20,000 to go have a beer with me right now?
Oh my god.
Can I borrow 20 grand, either of you?
You have
you
a lot of
drink
money.
Drink a beer with Don Henley.
Oh, absolutely.
I was going to say, what if Jim Ed wants to say no, we're going to go have a few beers.
Absolutely.
And you need to drink all night with
100%.
You'd go belly up at the bar and
you'd order
a bunch of craft beer and you'd just
If that's what the vibe of the night was, absolutely. I'd fit right in.
He'd order some sort of wine spritzer.
Don would be like, Jim Ed, this guy's kind of cool. Where'd you meet him again? And then
it wouldn't be that. It would be Jim Ed. Who is this freak?
How do we get out of here?
What have you done to me, Jim Ed? I'll never speak to you again.
But hey,
that'd be worth it.
In your world, as long as you think that'd be great, good for you. Happy days.
I think he does think it would be.
No, he does. I know. That's why I'm saying.
I don't think this is said for comedic value.
None of this is comedic.
No, this isn't.
Are you kidding me? I am 100% serious.
He's all in, and I know that. I'm not joking around with
this.
Well,
if the Eagles got wind of this, I might think, you know, Britney Spears canceled a couple concerts. Because of this kind
of stuff.
Taylor
Swift. And
whatever her name is.
That was for terrorist threats. I think that's different.
Well, this could be, couldn't you?
If they cancel those concerts, I'll get a refund and then buy the tickets for the show Jim Ed's at.
Hello, FBI field agent. I'm listening to a show in Wichita. This creepy guy's talking about having beers with Don Henley. I think you ought to look into it.
And they'll send it over to whoever takes care of all the stalkers that they have to deal with.
That's not nice. Did you know his name is actually Edward James, but he goes by Jim Ed? Isn't that crazy?
How concerned are you about a guy who has a history with Jason Eadie?
Who? I don't even know who that is.
We lived through it.
I don't remember it.
Oh, we did. Having to get you off the ledge for a year and a half.
Yeah, I don't like that guy.
Well, we kept trying to tell you that for, a year and a half?
Thank you.
Well,
and apparently you haven't learned.
What are you talking about, Don?
Now you've turned your attention to Jim Ed Norman, of all people. Who's living a quiet, retired life.
I'm not going to turn any attention to Jim Ed Norman.
I bet you text him again.
I bet I don't.
You don't think so?
No.
Ever? Ever?
Correct. I will not initiate another conversation.
Well, there you go.
About coming on the radio.
That makes me feel a little better. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Arizona State football. Michelle Gardner from the Arizona Republic Cubs. She covers Arizona State. They are obviously, of course, new members of the Big 12. Our Big 12 football previews continue next.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We are joined by Michelle Gardner from the Arizona Republic. She covers Arizona State Athletics. And we are right around the corner from the start of football play. The Sun Devils hosting Wyoming coming up on August 31st. Michelle, thank you. How are you?
I'm great.
So this is a team coming off a difficult year under a first-year head coach who's now a second-year head coach in Kenny Dillingham. What has he done, what has he accomplished to make Arizona State a more representative and better football team?
Well, I think one thing, when you talk about last year, I know everybody has injuries and you've got to get past them, but on paper, it looked really bad at 3-9. They really could have been 6-6. There were probably four games that they should have won. But last year, they had 31 players injured, and they missed a total of 143 games. They had 9 offensive linemen injured last year. And we're not talking guys that went down for one or two games. Guys were going down for 5, 6, 7 games. So, you know, and then they got to the tough part of their schedule at the end when they're playing Utah and Oregon, and they were just completely decimated to the point where they couldn't even have a regular practice because they didn't have enough guys to practice. So I think that there's just a positive, kind of a positive mentality around the team. They've upgraded. The only position I don't think they're better than last year might be tight end. So they've upgraded talent at every position. But Kenny's just a really positive, energetic guy, like 24/7. We always say that he never takes a second off. He is going full throttle every minute, every day, and it's a contagious energy that I think he's brought to the team. And him being young, it's 34 years old, the youngest coach in college football, Power Five program, I think he's got a dynamic that is missing sometimes because he can identify with these kids because he's basically a big kid.
Well, what's the buzz like, obviously, going now into the Big 12, coming off a rough year? It's got to feel like almost a brand new start. And like I said, what's the buzz like, or is there any buzz? And what's the, is it exciting? Is people within the program happy about it? Just give us a little rundown of what the feedback's been about coming to the Big 12.
I think they're embracing it as a fresh start, for sure. When you look at the Pac-12, you know, you had your Oregons, your Utahs, your USC. Teams that on most years are that much better than everybody else, and there seemed to be a drop-off, you know, after those first few teams. But I think that there's more balance in the Big 12. And, yes, you have a couple of very good, solid football programs. But I think there's, you know, I think there's a lot better balance. So I think they feel like they can compete. I'm not saying they're gonna win the Big 12 title or anything. I think for this team, where they're at now in the second year of a program, I think they can go 500. I don't think that is out of reach. But I think, you know, when you get a new coach and you're taking over a program that was where this program was, and you've got to remember too that Kenny Dillingham had sanctions on the program from the previous regime. So, you know, you almost kind of have to give him a pass in the first year because he wasn't basically playing with a full deck. He was still hampered by sanctions and the recruiting thing. So they're just getting past that this year. So I think the move to the new conference, having the sanctions, the investigation, that cloud over the program gone, having a new athletic director that's got the same kind of energy and passion that Kenny does, I think that ASU faithful are just happy to have this behind them. And yes, I think there is a little bit of a buzz, a little bit of an excitement that there hasn't been in many years because of those issues.
So they didn't quite figure out the quarterback position last year. They played a bunch of guys there, although to be fair, there was one primary starter. They bring in Sam Leavitt, a guy who played just a little bit for Michigan State last year as a freshman. How hopeful is Dillingham and the rest of the coaching staff that he can be kind of the answer there and more of a permanent solution?
Well, it's not a foregone conclusion. It's going to be him now. The other guy vying for it is Jeff Sims, the transfer from Nebraska. Jeff Sims had a phenomenal practice a couple of days ago, hit some deep balls that just were perfectly thrown spirals to, you know, he's really come on. I wouldn't have thought he had a chance because he also wasn't here in the spring, and Dillingham had pretty much said that it was Levitt's job, you know, at the end of spring, that he kind of maybe had the edge there, but Sims has kind of come on. So basically it's a quarterback battle between those two, and today neither one of them was particularly sharp, so I don't think either one of them has separated themselves from the other. So I think it'll probably go down to the final week. I think he'll have to make a decision when you're a week out from your opener, but I don't see that decision coming anytime soon. And the thing with Jeff Sims is you look at the guy and he looks the part of a quarterback. He's a solid 6'3", has a great arm, great mobility, and mobility is something that they lacked at quarterback last year. But Dillingham has said several times that with Jeff Sims, you get 85% of the time he makes freakish plays and you're going, holy cow. And then the other 15% of the time he'll make a catastrophic play that can cost you the game. So he said, you know, with him, it's how do you cut those plays out that can be catastrophic? So I think we're going to see this battle go another 2 weeks.
Michelle Gardner, our guest from the Arizona Republic. We are looking at the Arizona State Sun Devils, Big 12 football preview. You mentioned it, the quarterback battle maybe taking a turn that you didn't expect. With the transfer portal now, it's very tough to know exactly what we're looking at as journalists from year to year because you can't really gauge it against what happened last year. It's so dependent upon who comes in via the transfer portal. And I know that Arizona State's pretty excited about some of their guys, especially defensively.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I think, you know, Kenny said that it is not what you want to have this much turnover year to year, and they have had it the last 2 years, but you get that when you have a coaching change, and you get that when you're coming off the sanctions and the investigation and just where the program was at. So he doesn't think, he hopes and doesn't think that it's going to be the case they're going to have this much turnover year to year. The school's NIL program has gotten better. They were lagging behind most teams. Like, it was bad. Their former athletic director didn't necessarily embrace that part of it. And so they were kind of behind the curve when it came to that. So they're trying to play catch up there, and they lost a lot of very good players because of that. So I don't think we're going to have the transfer portal action for ASU in the next year like you had the last 2 years, and I guess you hope not. They do have some very good younger players that have come into the program, and they've got a pretty good recruiting class for next year. So I don't think they want to rely on that as much as they've had to, but it's just where the program was at that time.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about NIL because, you know, obviously every player, every student has their own priorities, but Arizona State is such a destination for college students in general that it seems like that'd be a real way that they could maybe make up some of the ground that they don't have already in the Big 12 and in the Power 5 world. Is that something that they're focused on, just get these kids to a place where they're comfortable, and hey, we can build a team that way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we've kind of, not to change the subject, but we've kind of seen that in basketball a little bit. They've got the number two recruiting class in the country. And when you've got Bobby Hurley for your head coach, Bobby Hurley needs to press being Bobby Hurley, and he needs to leverage being Bobby Hurley. And he was to his detriment, he didn't do that right away. And he has done that in the last year, and that's why they are where they are in basketball. So I think that they're going to have to keep doing that and keep making strides in football. I don't think that they're ever going to be the top of echelon of the Big 12. I know how passionate and those fan bases are and the donors are there. So I don't know that they can ever be in the upper echelon of the conference when it comes to that. But they can certainly be in the game. And then the other thing with the NIL, the problem with that was that under the old athletic director, Ray Anderson, people were so upset about Ray Anderson because it was he that hired Herm Edwards, and obviously the train went off the track badly there. So it was Anderson that brought in Herm, and then everything went haywire. So a lot of the alumni, the fan base was just really upset with the with Anderson, and there were donors that refused to donate. There were people that didn't want to give to the collective because they thought that was endorsing the athletic director, whom they hated. And he finally stepped aside in November. So I would say in the last year and a half to 2 years, I mean, everybody wanted Anderson. They wanted him gone for 3-4 years, and he refused to step aside. So I think that that was a very big problem because the fan base says if we donate to the collective, we're endorsing the administration, and they don't like Michael Crow either. So it's kind of a double-edged sword there where you kind of can't grow your NIL program when you've got an athletic director that's a polarizing figure. So that's been a huge problem in the last 2 years that they are just now trying to get past.
Well, you've hit it out of the park. We appreciate all your insight into Arizona State football and athletics. Who would have thought, Michelle, that you'd be doing an interview with a bunch of guys from Wichita talking about Arizona State and the Big 12, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing, you know, and we'll see how it pans out, but I can say this. The one thing that we got spoiled with in the Pac-12, it was a pretty easy travel conference. I mean, you could get to L.A. in an hour. You can get to the Bay Area when you're covering Stanford or Cal. You know, Utah is an easy trip. You know, for the other teams coming down here, you got a great airport in Phoenix where you can get to ASU and Arizona. So basically, with Pullman and Washington State notwithstanding, the travel in the Pac-12 was pretty easy. And I know it's not that easy in the Big 12 because I've already tried to book some trips. So I'm kind of
how have you mapped out your Morgantown trip?
Yeah, that's a good one.
We don't have that one. Okay, so we one yet. Okay, I know what you mean. I've booked my Lubbock trip to Texas Tech, and I've booked my Oklahoma State trip. But again, you're talking flying into places where you fly in somewhere and then have to drive an hour, hour and a half. So I'm looking at my Sunday. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to say, wait till you see.
Your Friday and your Sunday are now an all-day travel day instead of being able to be home in an hour. So that's the bad part of the Big 12. But I am looking forward to seeing the fan bases and seeing new campuses and people that are passionate about college football.
Well, I'm going to try this. It's a little late. But wait till you see the scenery in Ames. You'll love it. Michelle, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Okay.
We appreciate your time. Thanks. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Anytime.
All right. Michelle Gardner from the Arizona Republic. We talk Arizona State football. Kind of stepped on each other. My tremendous line got a little bit drowned out.
Yeah, but, that's too bad.
But those things happen, and when you're in the world of comedy like I am, you learn to deal with it.
Anytime we have a guest, we want to make sure you get your lines in.
Yes. I mean, heaven forbid, right?
You guys just don't get it.
No. Oh, we get it. Oh, we get it.
Go ahead.
Everything good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
It's right out of the I screwed up playbook, and you just got to live with it sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem letting people know when I screw up. It doesn't bother me.
Did you ever score a goal in the opponent's net?
Yeah, all the time. Like 330 times. Did I ever score a goal in the opponent's net?
In your net.
I did it like over 300 times.
Did you ever score a goal in your net?
No.
Never, ever? Not even in junior?
Oh, that's defense, man. I don't do defense.
But you've seen it happen.
Yes.
But you never did it because...
I never did it. I can't say that I did it.
Well, there you go.
Have I seen it happen? Has it happened to guys on teams I've played with before? Yes.
Well, we've seen it happen in basketball where a tip in, you know... By a defensive
player. Yeah, it'd usually be like off a skate or something, right?
The guy tried ripe one to fire it around the boards and ripped it right by our own goalie.
Well, that's one of those moments you just have to own it.
You like to name that person?
You have a little giggle. I don't remember who it was. Okay. It was a defenseman.
But you mess up, you got to own it. And instead of trying to turn attention elsewhere.
But really, does Misty usually lay like that?
She's comfortable.
Okay.
Don't you lay weird sometimes if it's comfortable?
Very rarely, I would say, but maybe occasionally.
I'm glad Misty spent the time down here with us. She was excited. She's excited to see you, obviously, every day, but she's really excited to see Jason. And I like that. I think that's good for her.
And she's been just good dog today. She just chilled all day.
We like it when people come to visit because she likes it.
Exactly.
If we didn't have her, I'd board up the house.
Yeah, well, I could see
Makes
that.
Sense.
Definitely wouldn't be having this show done down here.
No, not at all.
No.
But with her, she gets enjoyment out of it.
And that's all that matters.
And that's really all that matters to me. So now, based on our earlier discussion about food and restaurants and ordering and cooking at home, I'm trying to figure out where to go tonight.
Do you not go to Leakers anymore? I mean, you were on a stretch there.
Yeah, Leakers is good.
There you go. Bet you they might have
meatloaf
tonight.
They got the chili burritos and the Salisbury steak tonight.
Oh, Salisbury steak's good.
I'm trying to get a Salisbury steak going to my house.
Why don't you?
My wife won't make it.
Why don't you make it?
That's a decent idea, but I don't think I'd be good at it.
You got to do what you got to do.
I may head
out to Leakers.
I know. This is why I'm here. It's a food thing. I got you.
What are you going to do? You're probably going to cook.
I am cooking tonight.
What are you making?
Just spaghetti.
Ooh.
Homemade meat sauce.
Homemade meat sauce.
Yeah.
Aren't you special?
I'm so special.
Is it homemade or do you start with something in a can?
No, you get the tomatoes and you crush the tomatoes up and you make your own meat sauce.
And what do you put in them after the tomatoes are crushed up?
Well, you do a little salt and pepper, and then depending on...
I got a robot that can do all this.
Well, you asked. Why don't you do it then? It's easy.
He has a robot. He doesn't need...
Why wouldn't I just buy...
Oh, God. I apologize.
Why
Jeff,
wouldn't I
correct.
Just buy the sauce instead of... Well, I crushed up some tomatoes
homemade,
and I put some salt
Because homemade
and pepper.
Tastes different.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
You're just crushing up some tomatoes.
So you just think that it's the exact same as what you bought, what you buy
in
a store.
That's why I asked what you put in
Sitting in
it.
A can on a shelf that could have been there for 6 months.
Salt and pepper and crushed tomatoes doesn't sound appealing.
Well, I didn't finish, but you just
Continue.
Cut
go,
me right off. So
go ahead.
No, I'm done. Forget it.
Can I hear, though?
No.
Really? You're punishing me for his
punishing everybody.
Misdeed?
Really?
Everybody listening who's like, oh, geez, how does he make that? Oh, this might be good. No, maybe tomorrow.
Well, will you put the recipe on tomorrow. Facebook for us?
I'm not on Facebook.
I know, that was the
if
joke.
Salt and pepper was your...
I get it now.
Thank you.
If salt and pepper was your second thing you mentioned, I got to believe that you thought that was prominent.
You always got salt and pepper. You can eat everything
taste.
With salt and pepper, and it should be just fine.
Fine, but... What you've described, and you say there's more, I'm not sure I believe you. What you've described so far.
He's got a point. You did pretty much
slice up tomatoes, crush them, and salt and pepper them, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's it. Then you got to warm them up.
Do you put meat in it?
Well, yes.
What kind of meat?
Just hamburger.
Sauce. All right.
And then you can add some onions. We like onions. Depends what they're feeling like. Green peppers. Love to do.
Well, I wouldn't want a green pepper in a spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, you cut them big because of the flavor. So you have no idea. You got to quit eating out of a can when you cook.
I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. Green peppers.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that.
Spaghetti sauce.
Mm, that's okay.
I mean, it's all good. Your family must like it.
Well, the wife and I are the only ones that eat it. Jackson likes just a plain sauce. Avery likes butter and parm. It's a whole production I go through.
Well, there you go. And you do it.
She goes butter and Parmesan cheese, and that's...
She likes butter and parm, yeah.
Really?
Or spaghetti.
Yep.
Is that good? Have you ever tried that?
It's actually not bad, yeah.
I don't have to think about that.
It's actually... Yeah, you just... Noodles, put some butter in there.
No meat in there?
Put parm, mix it together, and it's just like a butter noodle. With some Parmesan on it.
You know what?
It's really good.
You know what I'm thinking, maybe?
It's honestly
tonight?
Not bad.
Butter noodles?
No, I'm thinking Felipe's. Felipe's.
He does have money. He just goes out every night.
He just goes wherever he wants.
Where am I going to go?
I can't believe he
pick a plow, I'll throw a dart at a map of Wichita.
Can't believe he just doesn't get it all delivered.
Well,
with as much money as he has.
That's true.
I like going out and seeing the people.
Oh.
At the front door.
He likes to go see the people. There's nothing.
Why'd you say it like that? Did I talk like that?
Kinda.
I'll slap your...
I can't wait.
There's nothing wrong with going going to get something to eat.
No, there isn't.
And I'm going to tell you right now, that taco talk got me going a little bit. I like their tacos at Felipe's.
Well, go get some.
Is it the powdered parm that she goes with or the shredded cheese?
All right.
We do both.
Okay.
But the shredded parm most of the time.
We're at the end.
Well, we weren't done talking.
We are at the end.
And
we'll be back
go.
Tomorrow. Another three-man booth. Ooh. We'll be out in the East Studio with Max tomorrow. Much against my will. I'll be there.
I didn't know that. Like, there's a gold medal match with Canada in it tomorrow at 3:30.
We'll try to get it on for you.
You better be.
See you tomorrow, everyone. Thank you.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.